Agdaptation. That's the theme of a conference being held next week by the Agricultural Leadership Foundation of Hawaii. More than 500 people are expected to attend the two-day event at the Convention Center. It will feature speakers from as far away from New Zealand and Maryland. This year's event will focus on opportunities in the industry, like incorporating clean energy and advocating for more women farmers. There's also a special focus on students and preparing them for leadership roles in ag. Dana Sato is Oahu's Director of Asset Management at Kamehameha Schools, and her team manages the landowners' ag, residential, and conservation lands across the state. She helped develop a student track for this year's leadership conference. She sat down with our newest producer, Jason Ubai, to talk about the challenges ahead.
This is really one of the main events for the gathering of thinkers and farmers and everyone else involved in ag in one single kind of spot. And I mean, there are other conferences you hear, like the Hawaii Farm Bureau has a conference. Theirs is coming up at the end of October. This 2019 Agdaptation conference is scheduled for October 15th and 16th at the Hawaii Convention Center. It's different, though, than the others because it provides you workshops. It's focused on how to make agriculture a much more viable and sustainable industry like it was in the past. But the past, like a far past when you think about it, right?
Right.
We went from being a 100% sustainable island units and into plantation, which really changed things a bit. Still agriculture, but quite different than independent farmers. And then when we have hundreds of thousands of acres coming back from plantations, now we need to find farmers.
Yep.
And that's actually pretty tough to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's a focus on students. Can you tell me a bit more about that, what they're going to be doing at the conference and how you expect, how's the industry trying to promote farming as a career to have in the future?
Well, just as I mentioned that during the days of the plantation, people worked for the plantation, so they stopped actually farming, whereas before we had all of these small family farms that operated. So during the time frame that happened at over 100 years, we now are at a point that we need to literally grow farmers.
Yep.
And when we talk to folks, when you look nationally as well as locally, farmers are averaging about 62 and older in age. And the next generation, and we see it at Kamehameha Schools with many of our ag leases, is the second generation doesn't really want to get their hands dirty. And so the generational issue is really a key issue for us. And so trying to tap in on the youth level is so super important for us to do. And so in 2017, which was the last state ag conference, we had a youth program there, and it was such a success. And so for this 2019, we also have a youth program. And with this youth program, it's a little different than we did the last time. And this one is really focusing on trying to bring ag to a level that the kids will understand. And let me give you an example of that. So there's three of us over at Kamehameha Schools that decided that we wanted to do a youth session within this youth program. And we wanted to give these high school students and whether associated with the Future Farmers of America or not, the opportunity to do a vision for ag, for Hawaii, basically the Hawaii food system for the state of Hawaii and how they could first understand what the system is about, then notice what the gaps are, and then create a vision going out to 2030 to fill in those gaps. So we brought in two Future Farmers of America advisors, and they brought in three high school kids. And we excitingly presented what we thought was going to be so super exciting for them. And they so gently and kindly, because these kids are so well-mannered, said, oh, that sounds interesting. but maybe if we could sort of narrow the topic down so it's something we can relate to. So to me, you know, to us three that were involved in that, it basically boiled down to, oh, Auntie, you guys are like super boring. And that's like a way over our heads. So why don't we talk about something that we can really understand? And so that's why the program is actually focused on school lunches, because it's taking the kids from a farmer and what it takes for that sweet potato or that ulu to make it through the entire food system so that it ends up on your school plate. And so we have industry experts that are coming in to talk about the opportunities and the gaps with regard to that. We actually have two, one currently the president of the Future Farmers of America for the state. He's going to come and speak and talk about food systems. But we also have a student who just graduated from Mililani High School. Her name is China Chun. And China's going to explain to the students, when I was a senior at Mililani High School this past year, the Aina Pono program was operated there. We had the opportunity to eat scratch-cooked local produce lunches. And wow, how much better those were from the stuff that we've been that we're having to eat today based on our current federal regulations and et cetera. So that was a topic that the kids kind of lit up on because they could relate to it. And so the youth program is going to go through a couple of different phases. So the first day we're going to spend with them to just explain this whole process with these speakers. And then the second half of that day we're going to spend allowing them to do the visioning. And then they're going to present their visions to their peers. And the next day, we're going to have them present their visions to the entire conference because day two is the keynote speakers is about the next generation. And so we're having those kids actually do the presentations and then spend a day gathering comments from the others that are attending the conference. And then the later half of the second day, we have a session that's focused on careers in ag. A lot of people, and I say that very broadly because a lot of people really think when we talk about ag, we're only talking about farmers. But when you're talking about ag, you're talking about scientists. You're talking about soil experts. You're talking about ranchers. It's such a broad area. You're talking about accountants, you know, people that can do business. It's not just about farming. And we wanted the kids to be able to understand that. And then the last part of it is to bring in students that are currently involved in the FFA program and to explain why the things that they do are important and how that can help students better understand not only agriculture but also about becoming a leader. At the end of the day for this youth conference, our ultimate goal is that the kids will take the information that they learn and they can, by their individual chapters, go to talk to their legislators and advocate for positions, go to their spring statewide conference that they have for the FFA and start talking about these visions and develop them. Quite honestly, our youth is really an untapped group of people. These kids here that we have, they're smart. They just need to be able to understand what the issues are, be moved by it, which is what we hope this conference will do for them. And then that will just activate the fire within them. And there's lots of adult leaders out there that are willing to help them along with that.
I know that part where you were saying they have to present to them. It sounds a little nerve wracking, but it's sounding that these young people have some great ideas and probably, you know, looking at it from a different lens.
Today's kids are much different than you're a lot younger than I am, Jason. But certainly, they're learning how to do PowerPoints. They're learning how to do other forms of presentations. Even though there is a lot of kids that are wrapped into social media and can kind of isolate themselves, there are still a number of these kids that really have it within them to be great leaders. And I know that the FFA program is about that, is about leadership. The Ag Leadership Foundation of Hawaii is all about leadership. Yeah. So when we host these conferences, it's about leadership. Leadership is key, and we really believe that our youth today, they're a much stronger, much more active group of people than they have in the past.
And we're looking at the students that come to this will be leaders in agriculture and not, as you were saying, how we move from when they open plantations that, you know, you're a hired worker. This is sole proprietor or, you know, joining, having your own farm or being a scientist or a soil scientist and accountants and different things as part of the agricultural team, right?
Yeah. So when we talk about adaptation, we're really talking about creating a sustainable agricultural industry where you provide for jobs so people will have jobs, they can stay home, right, and work. That there's different, and a job doesn't mean that you have to be the only one in the ground. Jobs at all kinds of levels, management levels and otherwise, that it provides for a lifestyle that allows you to have a family and to be able to support your family, right? So a lot of just plus things that can come along with that.
Okay. I wanted to just circle back with the school lunches. Can you tell me a bit more about what's the state of the school lunches now versus what I'm assuming we want to get to where there's more local food on your plate for our students?
Yeah, so one of the first levels you have to think about is that there was a time before when our lunches were cooked from scratch. But the time today is our lunches are not cooked from scratch. So it becomes... Well, let me give you an example that was just brought to my attention just a week or so ago. Is you look at someone who's currently working as a janitor, they see at their school that there's a position open in the cafeteria. They apply for that position because it's a pay grade or pay level adjustment, and so it's a great move for them. So it's not as if they're moving there because they have the knife skills, they have the cooking skills. It's a pay level adjustment. So they're not doing that kind of cooking where in the past they used to do that type of cooking. I'm not really positive as to why that change happened, except to have like little inklings of it. Inklings of it is that measurement of nutrition. So is ketchup considered a condiment or is that considered a vegetable? Believe it or not, that's a good question. You should look it up, and you'll be surprised by the answer when you look at it from a school nutritional thing.
I feel like it's a vegetable, but it also, I mean, from a from like a data standpoint, but, you know, you ask anyone, and not many people would consider ketchup as a vegetable.
And but there are standards, right, that the schools have to meet. And so you look at certain things like ulu, that's a carb. Now you can't have rice. Whereas we kind of look at ulu as being kind of a little bit of a vegetable, a little bit of this. So it really is that our way of eating is quite different than the national way. And then just to meet what the national requirements are makes it much easier for you to open a can or to heat it up in a microwave than it is to start from scratch cooking. It's a much more difficult process. The change that needs to take place is a significant change. But it's not as if cafeterias can't do it because they have run at least two pilot programs on that that were totally successful. But it's understanding all the regulations in between that make it difficult to get from that beginning to the end.
That was Dana Sato, Asset Manager for Kamehameha Schools. The Hawaii Agriculture Conference will be held October 15th and 16th at the Hawaii Convention Center. Discounted rates are available for students. More information can be found on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.